Huh?
What are you doing here?
Did I get the wrong house? No, this is the right address. Me? I'm here because your parents requested my services. They say they have a big 18-year-old baby who can't clean up after themselves, so they want my help. But I told them my prices for a job like that, and they said they couldn't afford it. Which means I'm here to babysit your little sister instead. Well, I'm confused too. They told me I just had to ring the bell and I would be let in. I never considered for a second that someone other than them would be opening the door, let alone a classmate. I hardly see you outside of our statistics lecture. Oh, right. Thanks for the help with the test the other day. Getting to cheat off of you is the best part of that class. Anyway, that's the extent of our relationship, but now I'm getting hired by your parents. I'm not sure how I feel about that coincidence. But the weirdest thing is, why the heck are you here? Oh my god, I get that you live here, but that's the problem. Your parents said that they were going out for a night on the town? Well, good for them, I guess. So I figured there was no one here to look after the kid, and yet here you are. Oh, are you heading out now? No? Well, I guess that tracks. A guy like you doesn't really have anywhere to go on a Saturday night. No, wait, it still doesn't make sense. You may be socially awkward and you trip over your words all the time, and your fashion sense is just a little non-existent, and the point is, despite your many, many flaws, I'm sure your parents could still trust you to watch your own little sister for one night. You can't? What do you mean you can't? They told me she was 2 years old. Are you telling me you've been avoiding your responsibility as a big brother for 2 whole years? God, and people think I'm mean. You really made your parents go out of their way to hire someone else's daughter. I'm the same age as you, but they trust me more. This isn't even funny, it's just sad. Okay, I lied. It's still pretty hilarious. But really, why would you avoid her like that? Were you worried you were gonna mess up or something? Oh man, you were? You idiot. You really didn't think that doing nothing was even worse? You're 18 years old. Don't you think it's time to show just a little initiative? And now you have me lecturing you like I'm your parent. This is as lame as it gets. Ugh. Well, I'm here now, so you don't have anything to worry about. Your parents already gave me all the instructions I need, and I have their number in case there's an emergency. I wouldn't want to take up too much of your time, so you can go back in your room or whatever. Did you get yourself a new video game to play or something? If that's the case, then no wonder you're so busy. Better get back to it, brother of the year. Hmm? What do you mean? You don't have to stick around. I'm serious, I'll take care of everything. This is a paying gig, I'll do it right. What's wrong, you don't trust me or something? Just because I pick on you a little bit at school, does that make me such a bad person? Well, it doesn't really matter what you think. I have a job to do. You're free to follow me around as long as you don't get in the way. I need to concentrate to do my best work. Okay, I say all that, but there's not much I have to do right now. Your parents already put them to sleep. I just have to watch over them and give them what they need if they wake up before your parents get back. Yeah, it really is that simple. Of course, if your parents were staying later or the kid was still awake, it would be a different story. But I guess that doesn't have to do anything with you. That's what I'm here for, after all. If you suddenly started caring, I will lose a customer. That would suck, so you stay the way you are. I mean, it's not even your fault, right? It's just a coincidence that I have more experience with this kind of thing. I have 2 younger siblings, and our ages are, like, all spread out. So I had plenty of chances to learn about taking care of kids. To the point where babysitting comes naturally. So it only makes sense that I become the most requested sitter in town. Like, is it okay to even get paid so much for something so easy? Not that I mind. Well, I guess it wouldn't be easy for you. You sure you don't want to just relax in your room? You can't be having too much fun with me, right? Huh? You're still worried? Jeez, if you used half of that worry to help out your family, I wouldn't even be here. You realize that, don't you? But if that's the case, I guess I have to babysit you too. I mean, it's my job to look after this big baby until his parents come back home. I'll do it pro bono just this once. I don't usually bother with volunteer work, so you better enjoy it. So let's head up to your room. Why? Because you're only down here to watch me. So if we go to your room, you can go back to playing your game or whatever and still make sure I'm not getting into trouble. It's a win-win, so let's go. Oh, do you have something in there to hide from me? Well, that just makes me more curious, so I'm gonna check it out. Is it this one? Oh, it looks nerdy enough. Ooh, it's so messy in here. Maybe you do really need your own babysitter. Or more like a maid. I'm not doing any of that for free today, though. Hmm? What's that look on your face for? What are you worried about? Oh. Do you think we were too loud running up the stairs? Don't worry, your parents gave me a monitor, so I know the baby is still sleeping peacefully. I'm worried about the cesspool of her room somehow impacting their health. Not that she'll ever get close to her big bro's room, but still. Why don't you just enjoy the fact that I'm here? Wait, is that... too late. This notebook's mine now. Let's see what we have here. Wow, these poems are... How do I describe this? Oh, right. Cringe as hell. But were you always so into stuff like this? You keep writing about nature. And your favorite season. Who knew you could be so artistic? Good for you. Did you think I gloss over it like that? Just because I copy your test answers, don't take me for an idiot. All these poems, they're about me, aren't they? I'm glad my name could give you so much inspiration. You conveyed your feelings so well on paper. But in real life, you're just awkwardly flailing around without saying a word. I guess I wasn't supposed to see this yet. But you were gonna show me eventually, right? I'm sure you wanted to show me your feelings at some point. That's what love is all about, after all. A hopeless, one-sided love for a girl who just thinks you're convenient to have around. But then we'll spend some time together. And you'll realize that the feeling was mutual all along. I just have some trouble showing it because I'm actually super shy. I wonder if you were waiting for a development like that. No way. Never gonna happen. Because that kind of thing doesn't happen in real life. Especially if you don't have a life. Aww, don't look so sad. This just means that our time at school is going to be even more fun from now on. But why wait? We can have some fun right now. I mean it. Take a seat on the bed. Good. Now, turn on one of those games of yours. I want to watch you play it. Better yet, put on a new one, and every time you lose or die or whatever, I get to punch you in the shoulder. Well, if you don't want that, you better pick a game you're great at. Interesting choice. Let's see how you do. And one punch. Ooh, two punch. You aren't good at this game, are you? Did you choose a game you're bad at just because you want to be punched? Three punch. Hey, you can't grab my hand before I punch you. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you interlocking our fingers? Why are you looking at me like that? Hmm. Oh. Oh, wow. That was actually amazing. I didn't know that would be it. I need more. Let me catch my breath. I really didn't expect this. I think our relationship has changed. Oh my. Oh, you're really going to town with those hands. Fuck. Oh, who knew you were actually good at this? Oh. Fuck yeah. Your hand? You're going down my pants. You gonna feel my tits too? Fill me up all you want. I'm enjoying this a lot. Oh. Actually, can you just lay on the bed? Why? I can tell that you're hard. I just want to help you out. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you. You think I can pull that bulge out? Fuck, it actually looks so big. Oh my god. You're just full of surprises, huh? Look how hard it is. Fuck, it looks so good. Fuck. I'm gonna taste it. Okay? Fuck. You're leaking everywhere. Fuck. I'm gonna put it all in my mouth. If you get close, just come in my mouth. No, of course I don't care, dummy. You can fill my mouth up. That's what my goal is. Fuck. Yes, you like that? Fuck yes, grab my hair. Oh. Are you? Are you gonna shoot your load? Yes. Come in my mouth. Fuck. Oh, that was so good. I'll come babysit more often. For sure.